Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I think the hardest part about the first time you leave a job is you don't know how to write a resignation letter.
I feel like unless you're like leaving jobs regularly,
yeah,
it's always like how do I do this again?
What's the like the protocol? How formal do I have to be in this letter?
Yeah,
because often you do have to give like a formal like written resignation letter.
Have you had varying different ways of resigning from places?
I've only done it twice.
Okay.
First time I left Kmart and my mum wrote my resignation letter for me.
Oh, Jess. So you just handed it to them. You didn't say, oh, hey, Susan, I just want to let you know I'm finishing up. I'll give you my official letter of resignation later on. Or
yeah.
Did you just went,
I
resigned.
I gave them the letter at the same time.
The second time,
you and I wrote our resignation letter together for our old radio station.
Yeah, I find it super easy. I personally will give them... my employer a heads up, be like, hey, can we catch up? Look, just want to let you know, I'm going to be resigning. Can get my letter of resignation to you.
Yeah. Typically, what do you include in a resignation letter? Like a...
hey, thanks for the opportunities. I just want to inform you that I'm resigning. I will be...
Effective this date.
Yep, my date. If there's anything I can do to help in this transition,
sure.
Please let me know. Blah, 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 blah.
A resignation letter has gone viral over the last couple of days, Tim, because... this employee has really made a ballsy move when it comes to resignation letters.
Because like resignation letters, they're the formal way to do it. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever quit just by just being like, I quit, or like texting someone or on the phone? Have you ever done it that way with any of your jobs?
When I was like 16, I had a job at a kids indoor play center, and I just hated that job so much. I just stopped showing up.
You ghosted them.
Yeah, that's and like after good. A month of not showing up for shifts, they were like, do you still work here? And I went, no.
You just
in
said
a text
no.
message.
Oh my God,
I hated that place so much. I hated it so much. I was like a kids party host there and it was just awful.
Was this where Jessica the Fairy was
No,
in
that
existence?
Was a fairy to a different place. This one I was just
God.
Like, yeah, anyway.
Too many careers.
It's a whole thing. Anyway, this resignation letter, I'm just going to read it to you and you tell me where this person might be a little bit bold in their resignation. So essentially, it starts off with, I wish to resign from my post due to the following reasons, blah, blah, blah. I have gotten a new job from a company that I like and I would like to go try this place. Should I not like this place or it doesn't work out, I will come back. I thank all management for encouraging me along the way, especially, and they've put their manager's name. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
I don't hate this. I like it.
How ballsy to go to your employer. Hey, I found this other job. I might like it. I might not. If I don't like it, I will return.
At least you're setting the parameters, being like, hey, no, look, yeah, I'm going to go. If I don't like it, though, totally fine to come back. Because like especially if the place you're currently working at that you want to resign at, they still need bodies or they need people. I dig it. I mean, it's definitely something
it's
that
not
I've
even
never heard
like
of.
If you'll have me back, I'll come back. It's if I don't like it, I will be back.
I'll be back.
That is, I will be coming back to this job.
If you've ever changed, again, like if you're listening, like hopefully this might be helping you. Like if you don't like your job or you're thinking of resigning, you can either take this advice and run with it or you can just shove it down somewhere dark and never think of it again. Sometimes when you do start a new job, to me it always feels like you're starting at a new school.
Yeah.
And the first 2 weeks in particular, you're there, you're kind of like, it's all right, I'll go back to my old school, aka my old job in 2 weeks. I'm just here for a short time. And then it all starts feeling...
Real
and normal, and this is your new like workplace. But I don't hate that. I think that's I think it's great.
I wonder if there are people out there who have quit their job and gone back to it immediately.
Like, I bet you there's people that wish they could, but they didn't send that email.
That's fair.
They didn't put it on their resignation
letter. You've got to put it in your resignation letter.
I guarantee you if you put it in your resignation letter, it leaves the door slightly open. You're not slamming it shut. You're just wedging something in there.
You're not burning bridges. You're leaving the bridge very well maintained.
It's still in flames, but it hasn't fallen down just yet.
This is Tim and Jess.
I was chatting to someone we work with here, Jess. Lovely Alyssa. She works in like the administrative team. She's an absolute star. Had a bit of a downer day yesterday.
It's just the roughest of all situations. She's finally excited.
Yeah.
Got a new car only 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. We park in the same spot in the Geelong CBD. So she came running up to me. And normally our thing, mine and Alyssa's, is we talk about butter. It's about like what butters naturally. You find. Like, oh, have you tried Kerrygold? Like, oh, have you seen this new butter?
I prefer Lardass.
Yeah, I know. And she came running up to me with her phone and I thought, what butter have you found? Like, I'm so excited. Turns out it wasn't about butter at all. She found out that someone leaving the car park had hit her car. Her car's got one of those things where it sends you an alert if it got
so
hit.
Fancy.
I didn't know that existed.
So cool.
And she got an alert and it was like, hey, at 1:30, I don't know, someone, an incident looks like it's happened to your car. She went there. It seems that when someone's pulled out, most likely, and they've turned, the arse of their car's scraped along the side of hers. Yeah. And like half of the car's got this big scrape. It's dinted the rims. Oh. 2 weeks.
And already has to have like a few panels replaced.
Two weeks until.
That's brutal.
There's damage on this car.
Yeah.
Now, with cars that I've had in my life, if I've ever done the damage myself, like whether you reverse into something, whatever, I've been like, I've had like Utes four-wheel drive, so dings are just like culture and a bit of, you know, it's a story.
It's character to
character.
The car. Yeah.
But when it's a not something like that, or you don't want marks on your car, it can be really frustrating,
absolutely,
even if you do it. But then when someone else does it, and then this person didn't even leave a note.
Yeah.
Didn't even leave anything. That really gets my gears.
See, 2 weeks is rough. Like, my now husband had his car for about a year when I drove it and I scraped a pole.
What?
I never tell you this.
You scraped a pole? Is that the one on the side?
Yeah.
Yes, that's massive.
I know.
I was wondering, I dropped off some pies to your house a few weeks ago and I saw it and I thought,
that wasn't me. Yeah. Mate. I was parking into like one of those like underground car parks in the city and he's got like a monster like you. And I just heard this and I went, oh no. And he was in the car next to me. And he was, so I couldn't even pretend that it was someone else. And he went, what was that? And I went, nothing. And I reversed and I went back.
Yes.
Yeah. But that was like, he'd had his car for a year at that point.
But see, to me, anything under 2 years, it's still a new car to me if it's only 2 years old. Like my car ran out, it's 2008.
Yeah.
Like, if it gets a ding, it gets a ding. But 2 weeks, 2 weeks. I've never bought a brand new car before, but I could imagine like
the stress.
The inside of that car would still be so clean. Yeah. The outside, it'd still have the wax that the dealership would put on it, all those kind of things. But someone's hit this car 2 weeks. What we thought we could do on the phones.
Make Alyssa feel better.
Yeah, 522-322-955.
How quickly did you damage a new car?
Yeah. Like, but even if it's not new, like you bought it, how quickly did you damage it? Or was it damaged? I think when it's out of your control, that is, like this person didn't leave a note. Like that's a kick in the shins. It's a kick in the face.
So rough.
How quickly after getting your car did you damage it?
Yes.
Abby in Grovedale, tell us.
Hi. So I got a car, beautiful new car on finance, finally being an adult and buying something adult-like. And 6 months after I got the car, we went to a family trip up to Melbourne Museum. And then on the way home, we got rear-ended 3 times by the same car.
What?
How does it happen three times?
Because police arrived. According to the police, it was because he didn't brake and the momentum just kept hitting us after we brake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was in the middle lane, so it was very scary. And
I bet it was
not nice.
And in the brand new car, too.
And my kid was in the back, and I was pregnant at the time with the second.
Oh,
and
God, Abby.
It was very traumatic. So thanks for bringing it back up. But,
we have been doing that, don't we, Abby?
How long had you had the car for, Abby?
I had it for about 6 months.
Okay. That's still paying it off. It's still within the 2 year
window. I'm still paying
it
off now. I'm still paying it off now. I only got it in 2022.
Abby.
That's rough. We're sorry to hear that. Tara in Belmont.
This wasn't you. This was your ex-husband, right?
Yeah, it was my ex-husband. He's got a little bit of bad luck, I suppose.
Okay.
What happened?
He dropped my eldest child then, I think it was about 10, off at my father's house in Melbourne and was driving back across busy Melbourne, as we know, and unfortunately took out a brand new Mercedes-Benz as it was pulling out of the dealership going for a roadworthy assessment before the actual owner was going to pick it up.
So they didn't even get
out of the dealership too.
They didn't even get their car to crash it. He crashed it for them before they even got to actually take it for a second drive after the test drive.
Completely totaled, Tara. Like, not at all.
Completely totaled. Oh. The only thing that we managed to find of it was a bit of the back indicator that was found in the grill of my ex-husband's car. And that was when his car got repaired about a week or so later. They were like, oh, there's some orange plastic here if you want it. And we're like, oh, and we worked it out. It was actually from the Mercedes-Benz. So,
right. Hey, guys, we got a part of a Mercedes car.
Yeah.
Isn't that like an $85,000 car?
Oh,
before
my God.
Tara, and like everyone was okay? Or was this a serious incident?
Everyone was fine. Like, the only thing that he was worried about was I was going to kill him because he crashed his car and another car, and he was up for a little bit of money. But
definitely,
it was like, well, what?
Sounds cheap, Tara. Sounds like a very cheap car.
Yeah, not even being able to pick it up from the dealership because someone crashed into it. Yeah, well, that's just zero. So you waited zero time until it was damaged.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Yesterday, I brought you a challenge because I love you, mate, and you are very good at many things, but finishing common phrases, not one of them.
Not even finishing, just knowing what they are. It's just one of those things where my brain doesn't know the order of
how they're
going.
You know generally where things are. You just will make up your own saying, your version of that saying. Like, not my circus, not my monkeys.
Genuinely, I thought it was not my dog, not my problem.
A lot of the feedback we got yesterday was, Tim must be making this up. There's no way he's this dumb. He is.
Well, I'm not seven, so I don't need to know what these sayings actually are. And I feel like I can kind of fake it till I make it. Yesterday was like primary school level sayings you brought. Today, is it going to up the ante?
I've upped the ante just a little. Okay. I think maybe some of these you might not have heard of. But I think maybe 9 out of 10 people on the street would know these common phrases. Okay,
let's go. So you'll start it and my job is to finish it.
To finish the sentence. Okay. A rolling stone
is heavy. A rolling stone.
No.
A rolling stone.
A rolling stone.
Are better than the Beatles.
No.
I've never heard this one. A rolling stone.
A rolling stone gathers no moss.
Oh, I've heard that.
You have heard that.
I don't get it though.
A rolling stone is
not the
Beatles.
It's on the move, but so, whatever.
One man's trash
is another man's treasure.
Yes.
There we go.
Well done.
Should have started with that.
This one's quite fitting. You can lead a horse to water.
It won't drink, though.
Oh, I'll give it to you. I'll pay it. But you can't make it drink.
Yeah.
Well done. The apple never
falls far from the tree.
Yes, well done.
Ha ha ha.
Okay, you're a day late and
You're a day late. You're fired.
No.
You're a day late.
You're a day late and
You're a day late and I'm furious.
No.
You're a day late and an hour early.
No.
No idea.
You're a day late and a dollar short.
Oh.
That's the
good
phrase. Have you never heard that one?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Birds of a feather.
They stick together and we want the weather and see. Going to ever and see.
No, it's not the Billie Eilish song.
So birds of a feather.
Birds of a feather. What do they do?
Get plucked.
No.
No idea.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah,
I
knew that
one.
Okay, finally, you'll catch more flies
in the old lady's tummy. Okay. The woman who swallowed a fly.
I love that book. Okay, no, it's not that, though.
A woman, say it again.
You'll catch more flies with
Women's rights. I don't know, Jess. I don't know.
You'll catch more flies with honey than with vinegar, Tim.
Duh. This is a dumb game. Do we have to keep playing this? Is there more? I feel like there's plenty more.
There's plenty more. Do you want to keep playing this? Because it's making you look more dumb than me.
No, it's not making me look dumb. I feel like it's shining a light on stupid sayings. And the only reason I don't know them is because they're dumb, not me.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I have been so excited to share this story, Jess. This thing happened 3+ weeks ago.
Oh.
You and I have taken turns of being sick or away and all this stuff. This is... I'm not even going to tell you how you're going to feel about it, because you'll know how to feel when I tell you.
Okay.
This might have happened, like a version of this might have happened to you, but need to share this because it's just wild. Online ordering, I've had pretty good luck in my life. Like, I don't buy a lot of things online.
No, you don't do a lot of online shopping.
No. So when something like this happens, I'm getting like all these internal radars going off. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with what's happened. I wanted to buy like a trimmer, whether it's so like to not like a full trimmer for a beard, but like kind of ones just to keep it maintained. So
sure.
Like I've got a line under my beard, whatever, and I want something that's not the full trimmer, just a little bit lighter, just to kind of keep it so I don't have to keep shaving it every single day. Found one. I'll even say the brand, like Philips is a pretty reliable. All of the shaving equipment I've ever used has been Philips, right?
Good.
So online.
He's got his credits out. Excellent.
trust me, they'll want to be sending me something after this.
And if you want to save 10% off Philips, yeah. Use the code Tim.
And my wife was like, oh, if we order it from here, I think you can save a bit of money. And I was like, fantastic. Couple of days, we'll go by, whatever. This trimmer arrives. Get it out of the packaging, and I'm just looking at it, and something is off immediately.
Oh.
I flag it like within a millisecond. I'm looking at it because it's got like, it looks like a razor blade that's just electric. So you press a button, it's the little blades going left and right. In the trimmer blades, hair.
Ew. Gross.
Yeah.
So someone's returned it.
Someone's used it, returned it, and maybe whoever in like the returns, they either haven't inspected this or they've just not seen another human being's
oh my God.
Hair inside this trimmer.
Here I was thinking you were going to like get some like off brand, like no. Felipe's.
No. And so because we didn't order it through the that specific brand.
Yeah.
Like I think it was on Amazon. Like they're completely removed. So horrific. Someone's ordered it, whether they've used it and they're not happy with it.
Yeah.
And they've thought, I'll just return it.
Oh, and they've put it back on the shelf.
And I'd opened it and I was like, that's foul. Like, I'm holding it. I ran to my wife and I was like, look how disgusting this is. And she's like, have you already used it? And I said, no.
No!
I haven't used this.
The little hairs were blonde.
And I was so curious because when you turn it on, it's going to move.
Mm.
And I was like, I want to know how much hair's in this. So I went to the shower to turn it on. The amount of hair, of tiny hairs that fell out. I don't even know what part of the body these are from, Jess.
Oh, Tim.
Because it's not like specifically a beard trimmer. It's just a trimmer.
Oh.
How foul.
Yeah.
Just, I felt bad immediately. It felt gross. It's still sitting back in its packaging.
Oh, you haven't returned it.
Well, now I'm part of the problem. I'm returning it with hair as well. Are they just going to send it back and be like, oh, well, they must have returned.
Well, it's been 3 weeks. Now they're going to think you've used it.
I know. This is the issue. 522-322-955. Tell us about your online order fails. It could have been something like we've had people call up about like ordering something and it comes at a completely different size.
Yeah.
I think you were telling me about a viral story of someone who ordered a croissant lamp.
Yes, and it turned out to just be a croissant, an actual croissant dipped in resin.
Harry in Lovely Banks, tell us about yours.
So it's not something I bought online, but I bought it from just the local Woolies. I bought a packet of hot dogs, went to chomp on them, and there was a metal button in one of them.
A metal button?
Like from a worker?
Yeah, it must have been from your uniform or something, but when you're chomping on a nice soft hot dog, you don't expect to get a bit of crunch.
It is a
this is why you don't wear buttons in that sort of an industry, Harry.
It is a quick change in texture for the bite.
Yeah, well, it chipped my tooth.
Oh, no!
Harry!
Oh, Harry!
Oh, no, mate, you poor thing. Catherine in Corio, tell us about yours.
I got a freebie from TNU. Thank God it was a freebie because it couldn't even pick up the kids' crumbs off the floor on a good day fully charged.
What was it?
Vacuum that does nothing.
A car vacuum that does nothing whatsoever. So it's just, I think I've had a vacuum like that where it's just not bringing the actual
Catherine,
thing up.
Are you sure it wasn't like a kid's toy? Like, you know those kids' toys that you like you give your toddler so that you can get the actual vacuuming done?
That is exactly what it is now.
Yeah.
It is
a kid's toy.
I mean, at least it was free.
Yeah.
Because if you paid money
Absolutely,
for it,
thank goodness.
You would be pretty upset. Okay. Kylie in Armstrong Creek, we are talking about online order fails on 5223295. Have you got one for us, Kylie?
Yes. A couple of years ago, I saw an advertisement for a Christmas tree, and I have two cats, and cats like to get the balls off the tree.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted a tree that was cat friendly, and this tree was remote controlled and you meant to push a button and it goes up and then out to however big or small you want it.
Pretty fancy, Kylie. I like it.
Yes. Yes. So I ordered it and then I told my mum about it and she really liked it. So she ordered one as well. And I ended up with a hand fan and my mum ended up with a cutlery set.
I think you both definitely got scammed,
that's
Kylie.
Yes. I think I did.
Yeah, we've upgraded from fails to scams because at least they're not scamming you with the same thing. They've got like a goodie bag.
You just
and
never
just
know what you're going to get.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.